The Lord Jesus, being the eternal Son of God, become man, could have saved us in many ways. This was the Father's will, that he suffer like this. Because there's something very deep and mysterious about the role of suffering in undoing evil. Since evil causes suffering, somehow, in God's great mercy, suffering undoes evil. And that was the plan. But there was more to the plan, you see. Adam has Eve. Christ has Mary and the church. And so such a mystery here of the need for both Adam and Eve, Christ and Mary and the church, to undo this evil together. Now, they don't do it as equal partners. It is totally done by Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God incarnate. And yet, if you look closely, you can see that the expression that we have here of this relationship, mother and son, you see, is church and believer, as well as Mary and church. This is a mystery. Paul tells us, I live now, not I, Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me. Christ suffers in me. Christ prays in me. Christ redeems in me. And you see what this is the participation of the church in the mystery of salvation. We heard at the office this morning, was it? Yes, it was the office. It is now my joy to suffer for you and to make up in my flesh the sufferings that are wanting to the body of Christ, which is his church. And there we see how this mystery works out. It's a generous mystery. To take a homely example, God could create all life on this world. He could multiply human beings, he could raise them up from the soil, but he doesn't. He has cooperators in bringing life into this world. By his choice, we are causes. Try to look and see Mary standing there beside Jesus. She's the church. And she's already beginning to fulfill and sum up and contain the vocation of the church, which is embodied in John, who is the son of Mary by Christ's decree. And to see this incredible privilege that we are involved in this process by which evil and darkness is overcome and human beings are saved for eternal life. What a privilege. Now the saints have grasped this. It is now my joy to suffer for you and to make up in my own flesh what's wanting. There's nothing wanting except what the Lord wills to be wanting. In his generosity, as St. Thomas once said, more than once probably, God causes causes to be causes. And in another place, to deny participation in causality when it could be given would be to derogate from the divine goodness. He gives us this privilege of being causes. But we're causes, you see, in the church. And that's why Jesus says to John, who's standing there as church, Mary is church, and she gives birth to church, her likeness. Now her pain, you see, is twofold. It's the pain of seeing her son suffer. Not just seeing it, like looking at it, but being part of it. And it's the pain of the world, of the church. John is the church. His mother is Mary. But as Mary stands there, you see, she is, I live now, not I. Christ lives in me. This is Christ and his church. All summed up in Mary. This is Adam and Eve, the new source of all the life in the world that will last forever. And this relationship, this mystery, this sharing, you see, has to be a mystery of pain and death, because there's another factor in our existence, sin. And the author of sin, Satan. And God, in his great wisdom, you see, did not just flick his finger and make everything happy all over again. He took our decision and takes our decisions very seriously. If we cause evil, there's evil. It doesn't go away. But then, if we participate in his good, there's good. So try today. See, it's no accident that the church celebrates this mystery the day after she celebrates the glory of the cross. Yesterday we had the exaltation, the glory of the cross. And today we have the co-suffering of Mary on purpose. So that we realize that this is not a spectacle. This is a drama. And we're in it. We're meant to see ourselves today. The church, you see, is still the physical presence of Christ on earth, suffering. Well, that is embodied in Mary, who's glorious now and happy now. But the church, it's not without reason that many times when Mary comes to urge us to pray for peace, to say the rosary, for peace, to fast, for peace, she lets herself be seen as weeping. She's not as sad now. But there is a way that she's never renounced being sad and being suffering until all this mystery unravels. And God is all in all. Try to see this, this mystery of Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, in a humanity, suffering and dying to undo the evil of this world, and having Eve, his wife, there, the co-author of life, in that sense, son. Totally under Christ. There's nothing she has that doesn't come from her, from him. Nothing. But that's the generosity. See that and realize that that's us now. We are the church standing next to the cross of Christ. And let that be the motive why we understand why we suffer, why we have a hard time, how difficult it is to die to sin, the worries of people in our family, the the weight of our bodies and the pain in our bodies, the whatever. You see, I fill up in my flesh because I am church. I am part of church. And that's the mystery of today, I think. You see, yesterday we celebrated the glory and the power of the cross, even as we looked at Jesus and his passion. Today, we look at that same glory of the cross as he has been so generous to share with us, so that Christ, in his suffering and glory, is in the church now. And summed up in Mary, who is the source of the life of this church, the mother of this church. But not a mother who's never separated from her child, the church, because she's part of the church. I know this is difficult because these are the best realities we have to understand this cooperation. First, that God, the Almighty Son, eternal Word of God, was so generous as to give to Mary, his mother, this share in being a cause. But it goes on. In and under this church, we are causes. And so, right now, and you see it, my friends, don't you? I mean, look at places, look at Cambodia, look at India, where people are suffering. Look at Sudan, look at communist China. Don't you see? Don't you see the church standing by Christ and making present once again here on earth the mystery of that kind of pure love, that kind of suffering? And we're called. We're called to do our part and to assume the privilege of that part. Can you imagine? We could be lying out there, you know, absolutely so drugged up we wouldn't even know what day it was. Isolated from family and friends. I mean, why are we here? Mercy of God. And to share in the mercy of God. So he wants us to pray, of course. And be alert. Be alert to the ways we can die to self. And so that we are really, honestly part of this church that stands by Christ.